Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And today is the first day of the week, first Daily Digest of the week. Right. Before I proceed, I'd like to, I think it's a celebration, really. Today marks 25 years that we lost Fela Nicola Kwokuti. 25 years. He died 25 years ago. Now, this gentleman sitting in front of the mic talking to you is one of Fela's, I don't know whether to use the word protege, but what I am today, apart from the upbringing of my parents and the schools that I went and instructions that I got, my mentors, two are gone, there's one remaining. Professor Wole Soyinka, thankfully, is still alive. The other two, in terms of what I'm doing, is Chief Ganifa Wemi and Fela Anikola Kwokuti. And may God grant him eternal rest. Let me just say that it caught me unawares, really, because if I had the sense that today would be the 25 years, today's program would have been dedicated to him. But God sees my heart. Fela himself sees my spirit. I wish him well wherever he is. I don't want to join him just say, Baba Maiti Pemio. But I do miss him, those who are close to me know that Fela surrounds me everywhere, in my house, name it, in my car, is always Fela's music. Even the background music by Heavy Wind Now was inspired by Fela. May his soul rest in peace. My condolences one more time to Femi, Yeni, Kunle, and of course Made. And look at life, look at the way people, Fela's peers, Fela, his mates then way back would say, this and that. But look at the legacy he has left behind. Look at those he has produced. All of them doing extremely well, not even very well, extremely well. You have Sheun Kuti, you have Femi Kuti. And then by extension, you now have Made Kuti, who is a bundle of joy that I still intend to steal from Femi. Any day that I can. I maintain again for the umpteenth time in all the discussions that I've had on radio, I think Made comes amongst the first 10, definitely. So my condolences to the Kuti family. May his soul rest in peace. Morning, everybody. This morning, we are going to talk about security. And I'm going to have Captain Blade. I don't think I would want to talk too much about security and those issues, the political side of things. I think what concerns me and what should be concerning all of you now is, okay, with the security situation that we have now, what can you do to preserve yourself? I'd like to thank Chief Darlington, who sent me a DSS security advisory that I will go through after I've spoken with Captain Blade. But I'd like you to listen carefully, because some of the things we will talk about might jolly well save your life. I am not one of those who is in denial that everything is under control. I don't think it is. It's better for you to go on the presumption that it is not under control and, safeguard yourself. If you are providing your water, if you are providing your light, providing your this and providing your that, then security is one of the things that you also need to be careful of. Okay? Do I have Captain Blade on the line? Is he on the line? Okay, let me talk to him. Hello, Capi. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Capi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. The times we're in demand full attention to yourself.
Indeed.
And your surroundings, and that was why I said that this morning, rather than talk about what we are doing or what we should not be doing as a nation, I'd like to bring you to help advise our people on the things we need to do to secure ourselves. Let's leave the security forces out of it and let's now address our people, because they're a very important element of keeping security, keeping our country safe. So I'd like to know, to ask from you in the first instance, what is expected of a citizen of this country at this time?
Thank you, sir. This very unusual time we found ourselves in.
Yes.
The first thing I would want every citizen to wake up and go to bed with every day.
Yes.
Is you are your very first security officer. Any other one they give you is added bonus. Adopt that mindset and your life changes, your eyes changes, your thinking changes. You are your first security officer. If you can do that successfully, then the stage is set for you to be able to do the other things I will recommend. Next, we must understand that being circumspect is not an offense. Please, if somebody asks you questions, don't take offense. He's just trying to make you and himself and every other person safe. The era of you don't know who I am, do you know who I am, that era is gone. Please, among us, within us, with us, let us be circumspect. Good morning, sir. May I help you? It's not an offense anymore. Please, sir, are you looking for someone here? You see some people wandering up and down. Or somebody come drive right in and you say, sorry, sir, can we help you? Get offended. You don't know who I am. You don't know who I am. Can't you see the number of my car? Please, let us jump out of that mentality quickly. That's part of being our own very first security officers. Also, the day of notice me is over.
Yeah.
Low profile living. Very serious. Low profile living. I've been doing it and it's working for me.
Yes.
Because these people, they don't go for cheap people. You can understand there has to be some kind of coincidence in the fact that when people are kidnapped, somehow, some way, there always is a means of raising millions to release the hostage. And we know that the larger majority of Nigerians are poverty stricken. So if they kidnap randomly, how is it that they are always getting the ones whose relatives can raise millions? My people, is deliberate. They don't choose poor people that cannot raise the millions. And how do they get to know who will bring millions? It's in the way we live. Everybody wants to be noticed. We have some foreigners here who like wearing shirt and short maker and carrying bags and climbing Okada in Lagos. They don't look like people who can give you millions until you see their bank accounts. You fall down when you know their bank balance. So you don't have to walk a street to carry policemen and be shooting bullets in the air like my neighbor does here. One day they will carry your mother or they will carry your uncle. Yes. They may not be able to get to you through those policemen that you put around you, sir. When you go to finish your tours, you will be throwing Mahira in the air and carrying bullets. You wait and see until you hear your grandfather has been picked. Yes, that is how it operates. Low key, low profile living. Accept the fact that you are your very first own security. Where is your mommy? You see that? Where is your mommy? Where is your daddy? And you. Yes, sir.
I'm losing a bit of what you're saying. I think we have a slight network problem. So we cannot hear you clearly.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, okay, let's try. If we don't get it, we will make another, we'll try and see what we can do. But it's very clear. So the first thing is for you to leave a low profile, but that has to do with kidnapping. But what about other security threats that you do have? Is it the time now to find yourself in public areas excessively big parties, big concerts, big this and big that. Is this a safe time to do that?
Absolutely not. And please, in case the network actually becomes a bit woozy, you can always take me back to what I've said,
okay,
which you missed. Okay. So addressing the issue of gatherings, all these things, it's while I'm talking about. So let's dissect gatherings. You don't have to throw your wedding party in the National Stadium to get married. The wedding is just a prayer. So if you like, feed the whole of Lagos. If that prayer is not said, you never marry. And if you invite just 20, 30 people, let the rest watch it on Zoom or whatever now.
Yeah.
Once that prayer is said, you are married, even if they don't do anything else, just 20, 30, 50 people. Next, it's worship. When it comes to worship, please, let us understand something. There was a blessing, or there was an upside and a downside to the COVID-19 lockdown period. Didn't stop them from being possible, except of course if there are other reasons why people have to come physically to sit down,
yes,
and pray. Then we also saw Saudi Arabia locked down during that period that they don't come for pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, probably people would have had to do certain things online too. So it's actually, as I said, in the intention, not in the crowd. And if it is a party you are throwing again, as I have said, it's not about gathering people. If you must gather people, then you must also gather security. Today in this country, take a stroll around. Most of the time you see security men, they are just human presence at the gate. You see a very mighty company. The owner of the company has the brain neurons to sit such a mighty investment down. But the security man at his gate looks like a monkey, with all due apologies to security men.
Hmm.
Why I say he looks like a monkey is, well, he has two hands, he has two legs, he sits on his butt. Nothing else. If you can put such gargantuan enterprises on the ground, it means you have the neurons to know that you also need something that can protect that kind of investment ground.
Hmm.
If you want to live like my neighbor, who likes to throw money in the air for people to scramble on, please, again, know that you should also spend that kind of money you are throwing away on your loved ones, because these people will target them. Low profile. That is for just ourselves. I'm not going to extend it to critical infrastructure, and then we let the government take care of that. For us, given the handwriting on the wall, that is what you need to do.
Yeah.
These people will look for what they can destroy. That will, yeah, around us. These people will look for them now that will open the wallet. If you are a reader of books, Uncle Jimmy, permit me to go literary now.
Yes.
There is this book, James Hadley Chase. One of the books James Hadley Chase wrote, the title is The Executioner. There used to be this Seminole Indian. In that place, he was the executioner, and his name was Poctaholo.
Poctaholo, yeah.
Poctaholo says, yeah. Poctaholo says, fear is the key that unlocks the wallet of the rich.
Yeah, I remember. I read that book.
Okay.
Poctaholo.
Yes, Poctaholo. So you
I
can
remember
see
that name.
That these people will use fear to unlock the wallets of the rich. And from my wayside observatory, I observe that that is exactly what they do if they need money. Poor people cannot donate the type of ransoms we hear them collecting. Even poor mosques and churches pay their money. So how come is it that they randomly pick only on people that can raise 100 million, 200 million, 250 million? No, it's not random. There is a method to madness. And I think the masterminds of this job, they do it by first of all sniffing out and singling out those who have what you call a potential ransom value.
Hmm.
So let us all begin to be mindful and begin to guard against it.
Okay, but should you find yourself... I have just about 3 minutes before I go on break. Let me try and squeeze this one in. If you do have to go to school, to the secretariat, to work, to this, to that, what are the things you believe we might need to look out for?
Yes.
If it becomes inevitable, public transportation, name it.
Yes. We are looking good. It's time for us to, again, as I told you, start thinking, how close home can these schools be? As close as possible, please.
Hmm.
The days of, look, the Joneses' children are attending ABC school. They have school buses that take them and bring them. My child must join the Joneses. It's over.
Hmm.
You must wear your thinking cap when picking your children's school. And when these schools are as close to you as possible, let us understand again that I speak to us as individuals now. Regardless what government can add to you, let's begin to look at it. If you are a policeman, if you are a soldier, if you are immigration, if you are civil defense, daddy, you have a child in school. Mommy, you have a child in school. We have female officers too. Please, can you adopt your child's school security-wise? Stops nothing. It takes nothing out of you. Adopt your child's school as your security pet project. Those days, first ladies used to do pet projects on all sorts of things. Time for us to start adopting our children's school. If not for anybody's sake, for our children's sake, where you can go in and check to make sure that certain things are being done. Where you can give them tips on how to stay safe, where they can have your number at the tip of their fingertips, especially the proprietors and proprietresses. Encourage them to wake you up in the midnight if they have to, for your own child's sake, and by extension, other children in the school's sake. You don't have to be rich to build classes and donate trips abroad, no, for the school. You can also donate your time, your skill, advice.
Okay, Kapi, I need to take a very short break. Please don't go away. Stay on the line. When we come back, we will continue. I've been speaking to Captain Blade. This is the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. We have to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue with that discussion. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And I still have Captain Blade here, and we're talking about how to secure, you know, ourselves individually. Kapi, are you still there?
I'm with you.
Okay, Kapi, I want to read the DSS security advisory and then get your feelings on it. It says that this was issued on the 1st of August 2022. And I'd like to thank Chief Darlington for sending it to me. He says, please be advised that intelligence gathered so far related to potential threats nationwide by the unknown perpetrators to cause security breaches. No site, precise location or itinerary is known. Yet, however, high security risk areas include Buari, Gwari, Gwagwalada, Kwala. This is Abuja, okay? But I think it's something we need to maintain here too. It says, one, maintain environmental awareness on your route to and from work. Maintain environmental awareness on your route to and from work. Two, Watch out for anything abnormal around your surroundings. Avoid and report same immediately. Watch out for anything abnormal around your surroundings. Avoid and report same immediately. 3. Limit social engagements as much as possible. I repeat, limit social engagements as much as possible. 4. Avoid going out at night. Avoid going out at night. 5. Avoid public drinking places and restaurants, especially after close of work. Okay? 6. Keep to the main road. Avoid using deserted, lonely roads and dark alleys. 7. Be extra careful when using a rented vehicle. That includes all the taxis, Bolt, and so on and so on and so forth. 8. Take appropriate security measures when approaching a checkpoint. Be prepared to take ambush, counter-surveillance measures always. 9. Be vigilant at places of worship, markets, motor parks, filling station, and shopping malls. 10. Everybody should not panic. Don't panic. The national security agencies are already at alert to mitigate the situation. I don't know whether this, Kapi, I don't know whether this advisory is exclusive to Abuja or it should concern us in Lagos, given the recent developments that we have.
Yes, while the advisory, as you can see, is meant for Abuja residents,
yes,
you must accept the fact that what is good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yes.
And I assure you, the people we are being advised to be wary of, their masterminds are not ragtag, illiterate, gun-wielding rascals. Their masterminds read, write, speak, and are probably even sitting in government offices and even listening to this program.
As we speak, yes.
That is why the fact that the 400 Buru de Change owners who were listed as being sponsors of terrorism and still remain anonymous becomes very, very worrisome. The real sponsors, if you look at it, own Buru de Change, no be beans now.
Yes.
Anybody who owns a Buru de Change is high net worth. And if you have to be high net worth, definitely you won't be the man who is sitting at the desk. They are running the machine. He is the errand boy model. So basically what I'm trying to say is that from what we have heard from the intelligence and security agencies in Abuja, we can begin to glean off our inversion of what our dark spots are, where our dark alley and all the corals are. We can replicate a Lagos version of that report very easily.
Yes.
It's like expo now. In those days when you do expo in school,
the
only thing you don't dub is your friend's name and his matric number.
Yes.
Well, you take everything else. So let's do a Lagos version of that report, removing where they wrote Abuja and you put Lagos, where they wrote Buari, Gwala Gwalada and the rest, and we put all those our notorious spots in Lagos, where they put, you know, those dark areas, those what we call recreation areas in Lagos, we know them. Then after that, we leave the precautions and you begin to see a Lagos version of that report.
I'm wondering if you were going to give the security situation now a color, would you be talking of amber in Lagos? Would you be talking of amber or red or green? What color would you give it?
The Lagos situation right now is orange.
It's orange. Orange is amber, Abby.
Yes, orange is next to amber.
Red. Oh, next to amber. Okay.
Yes, red is amber. I will say the Lagos situation is orange. I say so deliberately. Let me tell you why. In Hausa language, there is a proverb. And let me try to interpret it in English. It says, if the man next to you, if his beer bursts into flames, you quickly rub water on your own.
Hmm.
So if we want to hike up security, preparation, preparatory levels, awareness and alertness levels, we cannot afford to stay on yellow. Better we go on amber.
Okay.
If we assume we are already at the amber stage, what we will do is to put amber level of readiness on ground so that when it happens, we hit the ground running.
Is it when or if it happens?
There is no when or if again, no. Because this thing is like what the people call willy-willy. It will show up where it pleases, and it will not ring bell. So what we have to do is, as Chinua Achebe said, since a naked bird will fly without perching, then hunters must be trained in the art.
Okay, so that is well noted. But are you? I mean, I don't want us to go to the political, but we cannot but say it. Are you satisfied with the level of awareness that we have? I'm so worried about Lagos. Of course, this is where I am, but also Lagos is the second capital of Nigeria, and therefore, do you think that the government has done enough to safeguard Lagos?
There is not at all. I tell you, if you are honest and God-fearing, it is this Lagos is in the last 6 months. Well, no, let me not say 6 months. Let me say since January, we've had some very bone marrow chilling events. Send text messages out. Is it the same Lagos we are talking about has been saved? Do you remember the guy who was lynched in some academy because of his 15 naira? I still remember, I can give you events that have occurred in this Lagos between January and today that makes your bone marrow chill. It's in this Lagos that people don't steal at night anymore. They steal in the broad daylight. You know? Somebody was telling me one other day why I can't carry my laptop around and give them a Zoom meeting wherever my location is. And I told them, do you want someone to kill me for a laptop when I can always leave it at home? So why I was saying that is you don't have to come out at night to be robbed. You can be robbed in this Lagos, even now in the broad of daylight. So your best bet is to first and foremost be your own security officer. The moment you accept what I told you about being your own first security officer, your mind will be telling you, Swaranyo, all the time. Swaranyo, you take your time. Anything you want to do, you become safety-driven and safety reading. That's the first foundation block. Once you can lay it, it will make government work easier, it will make police work easier, and then it will make the criminal's life more difficult.
Okay, you know, in the light of the terrorist threats specifically, I wonder whether you would like to advise politicians about these rallies. You know, we are getting very close to the era of campaign. Whether they want to be thinking of devising other means of reaching their constituents and their potential voters, as opposed to having these massive rallies that you do have. I wonder what you'd be telling the political parties.
Well, as for the politicians, The first thing I want to tell the Nigerian politician is, sir, with all due respect, you have a very highly overrated image or impression of yourself. That security ring you think you have around you, it's not going to help you until you start seeing yourself as your own very first security officer. Yes. That is when you go to places and you not trample over security procedures and to save your own life. The era of gathering crowds for campaign is gone. The era of going out there to go and eat corn with the masses is gone. This time around, you go chop the corn, they go kill you. Don't chop any corn. Just be sincere in what you are promising people. Go and do what you have said you will do. Don't be carried away by all those zealots who want to impress you. They have very big chests. They are 6 feet tall. And they keep smoldering you until they are protecting you. No, sir. The mastermind of the threat forms I speak of are not those ragtags you see carrying machine guns. The masterminds are spread all over. The beneficiaries, the sponsors, the money bags who want to see Nigeria go to blazes. Some of them even live in luxury. They fly private jets. The signs and the indicators are there for all to see. As simple as that. So that is for the politicians. The rules of engagement for campaign has changed. And the only way you can stay secure in campaigning this time around is for you to ensure that you accept the fact that you are highly overestimated. It's all bravura and show. But I'm telling you, if you put your security to test, it may not stand the test of time, based on what we have seen. Criminals are dancing kokoma in the Federal Republic. In the Federal Republic's Federal Capital Territory. They go where for those in common. Make you back well, away.
Okay, finally, so I can let you go. Finally, how close is the Abuja situation to the center? How close is it?
Can you come again, sir?
How close is the Abuja situation to the center?
Well, it is as close as sending my ogas off on plenary.
Wow.
Yes. That plenary for me, if I was the CNC, in fact, for even daring to attack my soldiers and killing my, I will shred this plenary, then we roll our sleeves off and walk start. But you can see the way when you have a boxer who is being beaten and is about to then be saved by the bell, they call it in boxing.
Yes.
Our lawmakers were saved by the plenary. Yes, they were saved by the plenary, honestly, because if you want to know how close or how bad things are, you just call anybody in Abuja now and ask. Schools have to be closed.
Yes.
Parents were scrambling to go and pick their children and get them home safely. But the issue is, one of my boys, one of my mentees, stays in an estate in Lokogoma. They went house to house, breaking down doors and stealing. This time, not even the bandits or headmen. These are just hoodlums. So you can see the trappings of a free-for-all beginning to creep upon the Federal Capital Territory. So the Federal Capital Territory is on its toe. And the politicians were saved by the plenary. What do you think the one that is not even incumbent should do about his security when he's going to campaign? It's a close call in Abuja. It's a close call. That's my take, sir.
Okay, Kapi, thank you very, very much. Because I need to let you off the phone so that you can hear people's reactions to all that you have said. Unfortunately, if you had been here, it would have been easy for you to hear and respond. But just sit back at home. You can now put on your radio and listen to people's reaction to what
I certainly will, sir.
One more time, I'd like to thank you so much for giving us your time. And this advisory that people ideally should have paid for. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So we thank your patriotism. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so I'd also like to thank Chief Darlington. On his own volition, he sent me this advisory. We'd like to appeal to the authorities to send us these advisories and things from time to time. Let's have a copy of these things so we can help in creating a lot more awareness about security, in our society here. Okay, our lines are going to be open, 0700-993-993-993. And the female line is 01465-7190. Now, there's no point asking questions because Captain Blade is not going to be around to answer them, okay? But you might want to give your opinion, or you might want to throw a question open to everybody to ponder and to think of. But let's be very serious here. Yeah? Let's be very, very cautious. Security matters, should be treated with the seriousness that they deserve. And we'll stick to the 1 minute rule. So we'll take the first caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Money, we lost that. Okay, take another one. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, I think one of the things we are going to add, especially in this Lagos now, for this security issue, the way of where these young men gathers to smoke and all of that, because that is another security threat. Uncle Jimmy, somewhere around that Kosen, the new bridge that is constructed, this new bridge, under the new bridge, they have built some chance in that place. In fact, if you look from on top of the bridge down, you'll be shocked with the things you'll be seeing. Let the security, the police and whatever, let them go to those areas before they get to Ijora. It is very, very important. This is Pastor Ladipo. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I'm still at a loss. I'm still at a loss as to a lot of the activities I see under the bridges. We continually, not even now, in the past, have always appealed to the state government to please clear under these bridges. As far as I'm concerned, they're a big security risk. But I, for the life of me, I don't know why nothing is being done in that regard. Because most of the activity under the bridge is not legal anyway. You have shanty towns. You have oil tankers. Now, a petrol tanker laden with a bomb, your guess is as good as mine. You have all these things. And I think that prevention is better than cure. But it's been falling on deaf ears so far. I hope we do not regret what we are not doing. I'll just take one more call, and that will be it for the day. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning, yes.
Can you hear me, please?
I can hear you.
Okay. So my own security concern in Lagos is when you drive around Lagos, you see all kinds of shanties built everywhere.
Yes, yes.
If you live around Satellite to Okoko and the rest of them, there are shanties built everywhere, even under the pedestrian bridges at just along the road. Under the pedestrian bridges, there are too many shanties, too many broken down vehicles parked at all corners of Lagos State. And these are spots that can be used by, anybody with evil intention.
Yes.
I just wonder sometimes how Lagos State government allows this thing to happen. That's my own security concern. My name is Adeline.
Thank you. Hello, good morning. My last caller for the day. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Ngozi calling from Isono.
Thank you, madam. Please go on.
Yeah, the security outlook in Lagos is not quite good. the boys around, you see around 6 p.m. coming back, even Third Mainland Bridge, you see certain group of people loitering on that bridge. And sometimes it baffles me that you even see police in their midst and they are not doing anything. Then come to Oshodi, the same thing, even underage children, you see them smoking and loitering on that bridge. If you have any breakdown or anything, they will just rally around and rob you. So I don't know what the security agencies are doing. We need to do a lot in Lagos to curb all these men coming before us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's where we'll end it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and it's Diabumi. So it's a bit of a relief. Subjects like security like this is sending jitters down my spine. But we'll be having fun tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have Segun Agbede. He's going to be on Diabumi. And to tackle him will be Onyeye. Those of you who listen to the discourse on Saturday know that there's a very very fine babe that sits next to me, Onyeye. I have my brother's son for the day when the man who escorts her here will say, I do. Who says I do? Is it the man or says the woman? Okay. I haven't done, both of them will say I do to each other. Ah, okay. So Onyeye will be here tomorrow to tackle Segun Agbede. Onyeye is very young. Agbede is not too old. But I wanted to give him a soft landing. So we are going to have fun tomorrow. Remember that Diabumi is done midweek. For us to ease ourselves of the pressure of the news that we hear of politics, this and that, and so on and so forth. And it's a tribute to Ms. Bumi Sofola, who's been writing this for close to 40 years. It's a column in The Vanguard that we generally review in her honor. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. On Saturday, Mr. Duarte will be here on the discourse. He's the gubernatorial candidate of the ADC and is going to be talking about his dream for Lagos. I spoke to him yesterday. Fine gentleman. I look forward to having him on my program. In the meantime, let's all take things easy. Let's all remember this advisory. I'm going to paste it. By the way, I hope you find time to read my blog, jimmydisu.com. I'm going to paste this advisory on it. I hope you also follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. Some of these things, and some of the things that we cannot say, for reasons, of course, that you know so well, and I have the freedom to talk about in my personal capacity. You want to go to my Twitter handle and watch the 6 quotes that I dropped yesterday. I think on Thursday, I'll read those quotes out to you. But if you're in a hurry, you can go at Jimmy Diso. You'll see the tweets there. We will try our best to bring sanity to this society. I'd like to thank Feta. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay, good. Feta is fine. And I'd like to thank Philip, who is forever behind the pillar. So I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, okay? Be good to yourselves and take care of all of you. Bye.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.